The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You think it's going to taste like that in there now?
Yes.
I hope it does.
It is. Don't put your mouth on that.
Yeah. Why?
I can't.
Yeah, just drink it.
Yeah, I can drink it. Remember, I wiped my... You guys explain what's going on. And also remember, I used one of those Clorox wipes to wipe my lips and everything when I went into a panic.
I remember that. JV's a little being over-precautious. Well, maybe not over-precautious anymore.
Yeah.
He's being... We're taking all precautions right now, not wanting to get any germs that may have been spread to the rim of his coffee cup.
Coffee cup.
We wiped it down
with a wipe.
A cleaning wipe.
And then that cleaning wipe dipped into the coffee.
How'd it taste?
Go right in.
Yeah, it's very Lysol-y.
Okay.
It's good. I can imagine.
I feel healthy, though. Good. What's up, guys? How are you?
Hey, zup it.
Good.
By the way, that was The Weeknd. Brand new The Weeknd. In your eyes. Right in your eyes. Take your fingers and rub them right in your eyes. It's a coronavirus song.
Yeah.
Oh, smart.
Not very smart.
Not too
advice.
Smart, though. The JV Show on a Friday. It's Friday. Wahooey.
Yay. Woo!
Wahooey. You guys want to do the 100 question game?
Yeah, let's do it.
It would be tough. I'm going to tell you right now, we can do it, but it would be tough.
I'm ready.
You think you can handle it?
What's so tough about this one? We got this.
Okay, yeah. I'm thinking of something. You guys can ask up to 100 questions. When you have a guess, say my guess is two wrong and you're out.
Okay, can you wear this?
No.
Is it something that's outside?
It's outside and inside.
Is it something like nature related? Is it grown?
Totally nature. Totally.
Is it a plant?
Great question. No.
Is it a liquid?
It's, oh my God, with those two questions, pow, how you like me now, we're getting somewhere.
Is it a body of water?
It has to do with a body function.
Oh, is it an organ?
No.
No.
You said it's a liquid.
Is it,
yeah, but
does it come out of?
Yeah.
Is it?
My guess is urine.
Yes.
Urine.
Nice. He didn't know if he could say it on the air. My guess is, can we say urine?
I was just going to say it slower.
You can't say pee, but you can say urine.
Okay.
Right. Okay, good to know.
First of all, I want to tell you, if you want to make sure that the info that you're getting on the coronavirus is true and accurate, check with the CDC.
Right.
There's a lot of misinformation floating around. Always. If someone tells you something or you're reading it online, no. Check with the CDC. However, I do want to just get into this report. There's a long tradition in India of promoting cow urine and dung as traditional remedies for various viruses. So they are currently right now experimenting with cow urine and dung to see if maybe this could be one of the things that helps fight the virus.
Any success?
Let us know how that works.
You guys are acting like I'm doing the study.
Well, I thought
I'm just telling you what's going on. All right,
That's the next thing.
Graham has 1 point. 1-0 over Selena.
Let's go.
Okay, can you eat this?
No, you don't.
Do you own this?
I haven't had one in a long time, man.
Is it specific to men?
A lot more men use these, but women are really good with this as well.
Do you hold it in your hand?
You do.
Is it to, like, shave?
No.
Does it have batteries?
No.
Do you plug it in?
No, sports related.
Oh.
Do you use it to hit a ball?
Yes.
My guess is a bat.
No.
My guess is a tennis racket.
No. You're out.
Yes!
Dang it!
There's no way. We might as well just give you the point and tell you it's a golf club.
It's a golf club.
Okay.
Yes. Darn it, Graham. So O.J. Simpson says he's going to go crazy if all golfers cannot get out on the golf course. I'm sure he's more concerned about himself.
I feel the same way. I feel
really?
You, OJ. I feel you.
I mean, because him, he's out looking for the killers of his ex-wife. But what about you?
I just want to play golf. I love playing golf.
You play every weekend like you were out there part of a team or something.
I used to play once a week.
And how often have you been playing before
Recently, the
coronavirus?
Well, since this year, I haven't played. But prior to this year,
mm-hmm.
in 2020,
two
I haven't
times.
Been, In 2020, I haven't
but
played.
But in 2019, two times, right?
No, 2019, I played a lot.
Oh, like four times?
No.
Oh.
At least 20 times.
Oh, okay. OJ says, quote, I think for some of us older guys, it's our only exercise. And what about the other guys as well? It's going to hurt them if you start closing all of the courses. Since when do you worry about people getting hurt? Please. I'm actually with him a little bit as well. They're allowing us to go outside and exercise. Just keep the social distancing thing in mind.
Yeah.
A golf course is huge. You play with your friend, you say, hey, you stay away from me, but it's just this massive, wide open thing. I think they should allow people to go play golf. You're alone out there practically.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly seems like if you didn't want people playing in a group of four or whatever, split it up. Send people out as singles. You know, don't let as many people play. But yeah, you're playing by yourself. I mean, golf is an individual sport. You know?
So or you can go out there. If you had a foursome, you guys don't have to be right next to each other. You see people all around the world doing things, and they're 6 feet apart, and you're not hugging each other during golf.
So do you
sometimes,
have to,
you know, you hit that big birdie putt, you hug,
slap
and you high five.
Hug me.
Oh, a lot of
Are you guys
slapping.
Sharing balls though?
Wait, excuse me. Careful. Are we still talking about golf?
Yes. Yeah. Or do you take your own balls?
You use your own.
Okay.
You use your own balls.
There's no ball sharing. Not until you get to the locker room, of course.
By the way, it was very bizarre yesterday. I went out, one quick little walk. I'm trying to stick to this like we all should, but it's very bizarre. There's other people out walking by Oracle Park. It's a big area for people to do their walking, like in circles. But it's not like we all know to go one way on the track. And there's some people coming this way down the sidewalk, some people coming this way, other people crossing over here. And then you got the dogs coming out. But people are paying attention to the social distancing. And it's weird. It's like you're repelling someone. And you kind of get offended. You start walking towards someone and they go, nope.
Okay. Yep.
You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But then someone starts to come your way. You're like, nope. So it looks bizarre as everyone's weaving around each other with like 12 to 15 feet.
Why don't they do that in line at stores? Because I still got people right up on my back.
That's the problem. How are we doing this at the stores? You know, Gavin Newsom issued statewide now the stay home policy or whatever. Yep. But he's saying if you need to go out and exercise and if you need to go to the stores, social distance, how at a store? When you're picking things off the shelf as well, it's like, I need to stand right next to you. Excuse me. Can you move down 6 feet so I can, you know, grab those beans
Everybody's
I didn't want?
Pushing and shoving and the line to check
and
out.
And then the line
crammed.
Is like, you're all together.
They need to start regulating the number of people that can go into a store at one time or something and control the flow that way. And then when they set up the lines, they need to have somebody telling people, put some space in between you and the person in front of you.
So, God, if they limited how many people went into the store, the line outside to get in, we're lining up every 6 feet?
What about that line?
It's
going
to be long.
Yeah, that's going to be weird.
I noticed the same thing as you, JV, the people social distancing yesterday when my wife and I went, we had to run an errand yesterday driving. People were running in the street because they didn't want to... Two people would be jogging towards each other on the sidewalk. Then they would run out on the street.
This
then a third
so
jogger
weird.
Would come. And pretty soon, we couldn't drive down a quiet street because people were running and crisscrossing all over the place trying to avoid each other.
Right.
It was so weird. And we also saw a guy that was selling magazine subscriptions. He was going door to door. I'm like, do you not know what's going on
Excuse
in the world
me?
Right now?
Yeah.
Like, stop going door to door.
Does he at least like yell it?
Okay. Hey, don't answer your door, but I'd like to offer you something. No, he was going up and knocking on doors.
Shaking hands.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Natasha, you can come in. Natasha just walked in. If she beats Graham right here, then she wins it all. Or no, you guys are tied.
Yeah, it's a tie.
Yeah, we both
How about,
have
well, I mean, because she rarely, what?
You gave Selena.
Okay, I deserved
really
it.
Get it.
Well, because
right.
two
but I was
wrong
out.
And you were out.
I eliminated
the rule.
Myself.
But. Since Natasha never wins, if she gets this last one against you guys, she wins the whole thing.
That's
How about
fair.
That?
Okay.
All right. You guys are so confident she won't. You're here for the last one,
didn't
all right?
Say that.
The 100-question game. Graham has a point. Selena has a point, although Graham was close to getting it. He could have. Last one. You know how it works, right?
Yes.
All right. And let's go for it. Start asking your question.
Can you eat this?
No.
Is it blue?
No.
Do you wear this?
No.
Is it virus related?
No.
Is it bigger than you?
No.
Is it here? In this room?
Oh, good question. Nope.
Is it, do you hold it in your hand?
You do.
Is it like an office
tool? You know what? I see something similar to one.
Do you use it to cut?
No.
Does it spray stuff?
No.
Do you put it on?
Nope.
Is it colorful?
This thing had a good long run for a long time. Everyone had them. And...
Oh, fax machine.
No.
Is it,
But then they kind of went out, and then more went out, and then more went out.
Do you listen?
And we recently discussed them. We're like, do they still make them?
It's in the tip of my tongue.
What? Is it made out of metal?
No.
Do you plug it in?
It's paper.
It's paper. My answer is paper.
No.
You have to say guess is.
Yeah. And if I said paper,
Natasha,
I'm just giving you clues.
Is it like a planner?
No.
Like a calendar?
No,
is it a notebook?
No, it's not a notebook.
Do you use it for work, though?
It was for, you know, mostly for entertainment. You saw them at the grocery store.
My guess is paper.
My guess is adult magazine. My guess is Playboy.
It's just a magazine, but who got it first?
I did. Let's go!
I never win.
So isn't it interesting? No, you don't. We just talked about Playboy. Didn't we? We're like, wait, are they still on the shelves? And then finally, their last edition. Well, the last one that's coming, their next edition, that's finally going to be it.
Oh.
Forever, ever?
Yeah, forever, ever, and forever, ever. That magazine will not go into print. You know, there's still some at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. We will never see that again.
Rest in peace, Playboy magazine.
I'm like sad about this.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Like you've got a collection.
Yeah, have you ever even bought one?
I can't get more Playboys? Oh, yeah. Darn.
Just the end of an era, you know?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's the JV Show. Good morning. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
Who's up here first and what do you got?
Oh, I got something.
Okay, Graham.
Your guys' beloved Apple launched a couple new products this week. Normally, they have a big unveiling event with a whole bunch of fanfare. But given the current climate and current circumstances, they had to showcase their new iPad Pro and their new MacBook Air over just a virtual presentation to some members of the media. Yeah. It kind of got me to thinking, though. Let's just say that Apple was going to launch the dopest iPhone, the best one ever. It's probably just a repackaged version of the one you already got, but it's the dopest iPhone that's ever been. It's got like 28 cameras on it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys ignore the shelter in place and go get in line for it so you could be the first one to try to get it?
Hey, despite what you think about us and us being Apple sheep, Apple lemmings, I have never once lined up for a phone. Not once.
But this one's going to be life-changing. This is going to be the best. This one's going to be good, even I will think about getting it.
And I still... Dude, you're an Android guy. You guys never had a reason to get in line. So.
Shots fired.
Would you, Selena, get in
line? No, I've never stood in line before either. Yeah. So now I'm going to break the shelter-in-place order. No.
Plus, I don't know. What percentage of the population does that? Even I judge those
people. Nobody does that anymore.
Calm down.
Do you think people would, though, right now,
This
was the dopest iPhone ever?
And it's in Florida.
Oh.
They would pile on each other and kiss each other for it.
Yes they would.
Can we talk about that just a quick second? What's the deal with the Floridians? Why the defiance? Why are they like, no, we're going to vacation. We're going to be on the beach. We don't care about you and what this might do to other people. We also don't care what it might do to the hospitals. What is the deal with these morons?
So because I talked to somebody in Florida.
Okay.
And all those people, the spring breakers that you saw there on the beach, like wanting to just party, don't care about the virus. Yeah. They're not even from there. They're traveling to Florida because these were their spring break plans. Yeah.
Someone had a good comment. They're like, why are all the people that are saying, we're here to party, we don't care about the coronavirus, why do they all look like they have a worse disease than the coronavirus?
Right, they're from...
They're
from other parts of the South.
They're from other parts of the South.
I mean, there was that one video that came out of that party boat. It looked like, a pirate ship, and people are just packed on this thing all, shoulder to shoulder, as tight quarters as can be, all drunk and dancing with each other. And you're like, you moron. But the governor of Florida, he refuses to close down the beaches.
I know.
This guy's, he's being the defiant one.
Yeah.
Why? Do we know why he won't shut it down and just say, hey, let's say I don't know everything. In the interest of us all working together and taking precautions, I'm gonna shut down the spring break. You've had your fun.
Yeah.
Like, why? Why won't he do it?
No clue. Luckily, there are some local officials that are slightly smarter than this guy, and they are closing their beaches in their, local areas. I know, like, Miami, I think, the officials
Miami
there
did, yeah.
were closing their beaches. But, yeah, the state governor, as a whole, he could shut it down with just... All he has to do is say the word, and he doesn't do it.
All right, Selena, what do you got?
Okay, so I found this article trying to convince everybody to start going in the shower. According to them, you're going to save on water costs. It's good for the environment. It's more hygienic, and it'll keep your bathroom cleaner because you're using the toilet less. Given all these reasons, I guess, would you guys just start going in the shower?
Didn't we talk about this before? I think I know everyone in here. I thought it was me and Selena that were no, and Graham's like, heck yeah.
Yeah,
Natasha's like, yeah, maybe I'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, we did talk about this because there was a study, that said if everybody did it, you'd save, 2 trillion gallons of water every single day or something. I don't know what the amount of water
is. Mic off.
But it'd be an insane amount of water savings if everybody did do it, because you're saving on, you know, you're saving on a flush. And of course, I do it every day. And
that's disgusting.
And it's much cleaner, because then you just clean yourself with water, less toilet paper.
See, I was right.
Paper.
Yep.
I guess we did. I don't remember.
I remembered
talking about
the two people.
It all goes down the same
that
drain.
Are gross.
Yeah. I know JV doesn't. I've seen him in the middle of a shower, get out of the shower just to go pee.
Yeah. Mid shower, like, oh man, this shower's making me have to go. So I get out soaking wet.
Beep, beep. To go number one,
and then and then get back in the shower.
I've done
what
that.
Is wrong with you?
I know.
You've done that, Selena?
It's so much cleaner. The water.
No,
and it's more
something
refreshing.
About it. It's a mental thing. You guys are right, and we should do that. But it's a mental thing. It seems so gross and wrong. And you know what it is? It's just the smell of it.
Yeah, it's that, and I guess it's easier for guys, I guess. Natasha, like, how are you?
Oh, yeah, that's
how
right.
How are you doing? No. Are you like...
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Are you like...
Let it go.
Like this. Like, how are you?
She's not doing anything. Just, you just sounds like she just...
All over yourself? Like,
yeah, sounds like she just...
There's water running down you.
Exactly.
There's soap. You're washing yourself.
I'm shocked that Natasha is my ally in this, because this seems like something that Natasha would hate for,
being a germaphobe.
Right. But
why is it a germaphobe? It's coming out of your body.
Trust me, I'm on board.
Germy and gross.
Oh, you two are the dirtiest ones.
Oh, wow.
Really?
The truth.
Shots fired.
We got hit with a dose of the truth. You two are the dirtiest.
You guys are.
Don't tell me about how you want to be clean.
If we were ranking on the germiest scale, you guys are the highest ranking officials.
We'll take that.
All right, this man in New Mexico, he was arrested earlier this week after he was caught robbing a house. Well, he wasn't actually caught in the act of robbing this house. This guy said he woke up the next morning. He had gotten so drunk the night before, and there were two big, huge TVs in his living room, and he has no memory of how he got them. And then he heard from a friend of a friend that somebody had been robbed of their TV, and he went to go return the TV to these people, and that's when the cops were called, and he was arrested. He was just trying to return the items, because he said he was so blacked out, doesn't remember stealing them. If you guys got really drunk, you woke up with some, you know, nice new stuff in your living room, you had no idea where it came from. None. No inclination, not even a general idea where it came from. Would you go out and try to find its rightful owners?
No. If you don't remember anything about it, like, oh, I don't know who gave me this, but thanks. And you have to go.
What if you found out you stole them from somebody you know? Would you go and return them?
I can't answer that question, because I personally don't believe this stuff. I think the guy was really drunk and thought it was funny and stole it. And then the excuse that people like to say is, I don't remember anything. But I'm only coming from my point of view. I've never blacked out, done a bunch of stuff, and then people told me. So it's tough for me to believe people do this stuff.
Oh, I have.
You have?
Oh, I blacked out. People told me about stuff the next day. And in college, we had something similar. We were out at, you know, house party, and there was a bike. Everybody rode bikes in Santa Barbara everywhere. Yeah. And we're like, let's just ride this bike home. It didn't have a lock on it. You know, we're leaving a party. And we rode it back. And the next day, a friend of ours was like, man, somebody stole my bike last night. And we're like, oh, what does it look like? And he described it. And we're like, oh, crap. Like, that's this guy's bike.
But you weren't blacked out. You said we jumped on this bike.
Well, this
you knew what you're doing.
In this instance, we knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
But there's been other times
where you did stuff and
I
didn't
don't
know?
Remember, like, a legit blackout. And we didn't return it. We just painted it a different color.
Painted it a different color?
It was a sweet beach cruiser. But
oh, my God.
I think
that's
he was
awful,
always,
but hilarious.
I think he was always suspicious. Like, that looks an awful lot like my bike. It had kind
Why
of
didn't
a,
he take something like a nail file and like
scratch it off?
Get to the bottom of it.
I don't know.
All of a sudden, you have a brand new painted bike.
Things were always a little tense with this guy.
I was going to say, didn't you feel guilty being around him and his bike's all painted up?
Yeah, well, it was like a friend of a friend. So if it was one of our close friends, we'd be like, dude, here's the funny story we accidentally took. But it was like a friend of a friend. But I swear, anytime someone was riding that bike near this guy, he took an extra long look at it.
Really quick, Selena, have you ever blacked out yet? You have.
Yes.
You've done things and then people had to tell you about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, I haven't even said hi. Hi to everyone on Twitter.
Yeah, what is wrong with you, JV?
I don't know. It's usually the first thing I jump on. Hey, everyone, how you doing? I'm going to get to you in just a second here. So obviously everyone is at home and they're thinking, what can I do? One writer came up with something interesting. He said, hey, everyone, can you share the thing at home, something that means the most to you? Can you share that online? And people are like, oh, yeah, it's this thing over here. And he started. He said that he has a sword from the King of Bhutan. Who's the King of Bhutan?
Oh, I don't know, but it sounds like a very important man.
He was a king. Yeah, yeah. Pretty big deal. Graham, what about you? Do you have something you would have been able to share with the world from your house yesterday? What matters most to you?
I have a phone booth in my garage, and it's
a big real one?
Yeah, big real phone booth.
How old?
It's from the 1960s, I think. My grandpa worked for, I believe it was Pac Bell back then, and it was taken out of the lobby of their headquarters on, I think, California Street or Pine Street here in San Francisco. It's one of the it's a wood one. It's an old school one. It's really cool.
And it's just there?
Awesome.
Someday I want to build it into a wall in my house and people will be like, what the hell is a phone booth?
Yeah. Like, what is that?
What is
time
that
machine? Tell them it's a time machine.
I know. It's cool looking though. It's real cool.
Selena, what object in your home means the most to you?
So I have the outfit that my daughter, that I brought her home from the hospital. And it's little teeny tiny baby outfit. It's like the smallest thing. Like,
Has it made you cry looking at it?
Every time. Really? Like, I have a lot of her baby stuff in there. Yeah. I could never, ever get rid of that stuff.
Tasha, object in your home means the most to you? Me? Awesome.
yes, you, number one. Mm-hmm. And then my vanity. I love that thing.
The one I built?
Yes.
It's not quite built right, but
it's unique because you built it.
Yes.
It is awesome. And you spent a lot of time there.
Yes. And it's the first thing that you've ever built.
Probably in my life. Right.
First and last.
For me, when my dad was buried, he had the Marines, fold the flag and do the whole ceremony and all that. Yeah. And then they put it in a thing and then they hand it to you. And then my mom said, here, I want you to have this. So it's right there in the house. It reminds me of dad.
That's awesome.
Aww. Yeah, that's my thing. Selena, what do you have to talk about here?
Okay, so I found a list.
Virgin!
I found a list of dating bad habits according to your astrological sign.
Okay.
So I looked all of ours up. I happen to know all of our signs. And, ours are, they're okay. Mm. But I read Graham's a Leo. It is so him. It is dead on. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
It says, real talk. You take
real talk. Who wrote this?
It sounds like me already.
Cosmo. Okay, it says real talk. You tend to one up your date, creating a competitive vibe.
Oh.
If they tell you a story about drama from high school, don't immediately tell them an even more dramatic story from your high school days. Mm. Let them own their narrative and just listen.
Oh.
But what come if you on, Graham. Do listen through their whole story and you're like, yeah, this story is just okay. I've got a better story that's related to share. I'd like to share that now. Now you listen.
Graham,
isn't that how a conversation works?
Do you think that it's possible that's part of your personality that you have to one up or get the last word?
All the time.
No.
By the way, I gave him the last word yesterday because he goes, with the coronavirus cases, and I go, still the flu, it's 60,000 deaths, so we'll see how this compares. Anywhere between 12,000 and 60,000 deaths, we have to, and everything. He just and I was like, I'll just let it go.
Well, I thought you and I were just sharing things, and then right when we stopped our conversation, I go to Twitter, and there's the headline from Gavin Newsom.
Oh my God, there you go still.
No, that, and then I was like, whoa, I said, I hope this isn't true. I didn't, that wasn't a one-up. That was I thought we were sharing information about this.
Oh, it felt like one of these things that you do.
Oh, just accept it.
It always sounds like he's trying to one-up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get so defensive.
You get mad. That might be a trait of yours.
Oh, no, of course. I do that in some instances where, I think I have something relevant to share.
You're always right.
Or if I am right, which is 99.999. Well, I don't remember the last time I was wrong. So, yeah.
Well, I'm curious about other ones here, though. I want to know what's the title of this again?
So these are bad dating habits according to your sign.
Okay.
Would you like to know yours?
I would.
Okay, so you're a Pisces.
Yeah.
It says before you meet up in person, you do an internet deep dive to suss out their vibe, which means that when you're on your date, you've already heard all their stories because you saw 5 years worth of their tweets. Try to limit your sleuthing to a quick Google search so you're able to get to know them in real life.
Yeah, definitely not me, because Natasha and I have talked about that. She's like, we talk about what it would be like in this dating world, and then we talked about searching someone, and I told her, I go, I wouldn't. She goes, you wouldn't? you would just go on a date not knowing anything about them. I go, that's just not me. I would not dig in. I know people do that. They look at people's social media and they find out all about them. I wouldn't search one thing. It's just not who I am.
Yeah,
I definitely would.
I would.
So that's probably everyone, right? Yeah. Maybe I'm the only person that wouldn't.
I'm not going to try to find out every detail, but I'm going to throw their name in to, you know, a social media site or a Google and just see what.
Oh, I'm searching out everything.
See what comes back.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I want to know their friends. Like, there's a girl in your picture. She's tagged. Who is she? You know, how many.
It just seems so unfair.
Together?
Like, if I look, because there's stuff written about me that's like, it's just not nice. Like, and it's not true. And someone's going to read that about me and go, oh, yeah, he's this. No, that's not me. And I don't want to, like, read that about someone and then I never give them a chance.
I think you're the only one that wouldn't.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But you are right. It could taint your perspective of
you can't
person.
Say
yes,
taint.
I can.
How many tell you? Yes,
we just can't tan the taint.
Yes. It's in certain
without some
we
sunscreen.
Can't talk about it.
Right.
But yeah, it would skew, your perception of somebody. You'd have a preconceived notion about somebody before you even met them based on what you see in social media. But same thing with people that are hiring for jobs right now. They look at people's social media and they see that. Whatever side you're presenting on social media or is out there about you on the internet, that's the side that they see. You can't make a decision based just on that.
Isn't it kind of the same? Like if you knew somebody who knows this person you're about to start dating or go on a date with, you would ask them, hey, what do you think of this person? What are they about? You would still try to figure out something. It's the same thing, except now it's picture and video form.
I guess I might ask a question about a general, like just a general, do you like them? What are they like? That's it. I don't want to know facts and all those other things, though. That's you're guessing, you're assuming about this person based on stuff you're digging in, and then you're definitely coming up with an opinion about them and you could be way off.
I mean, I agree with that. I don't think all I would do is go, I would obviously check out their Instagram because I feel like you can get like a general, like just how is this person?
And then
you
once
even
you're
just,
done
just
there.
Their vibe. But I also want to see who they hang out with, things like that.
And a Google search maybe. Natasha, you do all that, right? You would Google search every last little bit of info.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you need to. You have to. I mean, you can't. Like, I know when we started dating and you started finding things about me, you got mad. And I'm like, it's all over the internet.
See, that's why I got to know her. If I would have just seen this
but
general
her. I wish you would have known.
But I'm glad I didn't.
But there are things that somebody could post. It's like, I'd rather not waste my time if
true.
I looked. There are certain things that people would post on Instagram or, you know, Twitter or whatever that would be deal breakers for
where
me.
You're like, that ain't me.
100%. Me and this person are not going to work out. Let's not waste our time. So some of those things I'd kind of like to know ahead of time.
I definitely see both sides. All right, Selena, what do you got coming up here?
So I know it's not too often we talk about Tori Spelling.
Vagine!
Or that. But Tori Spelling posted a picture of her daughter that's getting so much backlash right now. I'll tell you what she posted coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Dance Monkey, Tones and I. The name of the group originally was Tones and I and Her and Him Too.
But it was too long.
Yeah, it got confusing.
Well, yeah. Just like, can we cut it down to just you and her? Okay, sure. Tones and I. Angie checking in. Good morning, Angie. Lupe checking in. Good morning. Anthony checking in. JV just got to work. I wanted to say thank you to Selena, Graham, Natasha for staying on the air. For those of us that have to work during this coronavirus we're dealing with, Anthony, we appreciate you. Big J Rod checking in. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Thank you guys for keeping us company in this crazy time. Reza saying, hey, can I get a shout out to my hubby, Carlos? He's driving to SF Sutter for surgery this morning. All right. Yes, Carlos, a lot of love and prayers going out to you. Marcus Harper says, I'm checking in, listening from San Diego. We appreciate that.
Hottest things.
What's hot in hip music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
Today's Hottest Trending is brought to us by the San Francisco Department of Public Health and the San Francisco Department of Emergency Management. So Chris Brown can't see his son right now because of all the travel restrictions. So as you know, he has a new baby boy. He was born in November. He lives primarily with mom, who is Chris's ex-girlfriend. They're not together. But from what I've read, Chris is an excellent dad, like absolutely adores his baby boy, and now he can't even see him. So Chris's ex, like the mother of his child, went to Germany to do some photo shoots for Fashion Nova and to hang out with her mom who lives there. And now they're stuck there because of all the travel restrictions imposed on anybody coming from Europe to the US. So they're out there. Chris has no idea when the next time he's going to see his baby boy is. So for now, he's just doing whatever he can on FaceTime.
That sucks. And that's a lot of people. That represents a lot of people's stories that are separated via country or just being able to travel within the United States, you know, lockdowns. Yeah.
But his son.
Yeah.
Is a U.S. citizen, right?
Yes.
So U.S. citizens can still travel back. It's more difficult. And then, you know, you go through a screening on the way back. You're supposed to. And then you're supposed to, once you get back, self-quarantine for 14 days. But there's nothing right now that, despite there being this travel ban from Europe, there's nothing to say that a U.S. citizen can't make their way back right now.
So either Selena or Chris is lying.
Or what if, I mean, I don't know this for a fact, but what if the mom isn't?
Right.
Does that matter?
Yes, that generally would matter.
Well, you can't just put the baby in a stroller with a tag on it like you do luggage?
Yeah, you just check them.
And just roll it onto an airplane.
Yeah,
quick, his way home.
Yeah, you gate check it, right?
Gate check the kid.
Yeah,
hey, you know we're kidding on that one.
All right, so Tori Spelling has landed herself in really hot water.
I think that deserves a who.
I know who, but Tori Spelling, you know, she's got like hella kids. So like the rest of us, she is social distancing. She's staying home, spending time with the children, trying to keep them entertained. Earlier this week, she posted a photo on her Instagram story of her 8-year-old daughter, Hattie. In the photo, Hattie has a bandana on her head and she has tied Cheetos to each of her fingers to make it look like she had really long fingernails. And here's the caption.
Your phone went dark.
Selena's
showing us. Let me see.
And we're getting this up on the JVShow.com, so it'll be up there in a couple minutes. Mm-hmm. The caption she wrote along with this photo: days kept inside, so we have to get creative. Hattie has become Maquisha in her Cheeto extension nails.
Ugh.
Literally everybody on social media is like, not that we expected more from you, Tori, but we kind of expected more.
Are you really that dumb?
Yes.
Like, and not even just dumb. Is that who you are now? Like, where have you been? As the planet has been moving along and you understand, like, how wrong these things are, and then you're the one that wrote that out. Look who my daughter's turned into. Like, seriously?
Yeah, your daughter didn't write that.
Right.
Which would be one thing. It'd be sad, but it would be, you know, it'd be a whole different issue. But it's the year 2020, people. Yeah. What are you doing? Proofread your stuff before you post it and take out all the
common
racism.
Common sense.
Proofread your racism? How about just stop being a racist?
By the way, she tried to issue some sort of an apology explanation.
Oh, can't wait for this.
She said, you know, her daughter is 8 and she loves to watch old reruns of Martin. She loves the character Shanae. So she made up the McQuisha name because her last name is McDermott, which still, like, I would think I would stop my daughter at that point and be like, no.
That's no excuse,
saying
though,
that she was reenacting that.
To say
to have fun.
I'm imitating a black person and I'm going to, it's still foul. Like, that's no excuse. Can we do a trade? We need Chris Brown to see his kid and we're trying to get rid of Tori. How about a trade? We send her to Germany.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Okay. We'll work on it.
Not exactly a fair trade, but yeah.
Graham, what do you got?
We're on day 4 of the shelter in place order here in the Bay Area, one that has now been extended to the entire state. And for the most part, it appears that people are taking it seriously and staying home. The proof is in our roadways, which, you know, obviously traffic has been really light. And the fact that the Golden Gate Bridge reported is currently losing around $300,000 a day in toll money. They estimate there's anywhere from 70% to 85% fewer cars driving across it each day. Wow. I haven't seen any reports come out yet on the Bay Bridge, but I know the total amount of toll money lost there is going to be way, way, way higher.
Say that again for the people that weren't really paying attention. The Golden Gate Bridge is losing how much a day?
Around $300,000 a day, which leads me to believe that the Bay Bridge might be a million bigger. Or more. BART is also reporting this week that ridership is way down. This past Tuesday, they had 87% less riders than the same date a year ago. The report says they could lose as much as $55 million a month if this keeps up.
My God. All right, thank you, Graham. KYLD, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. We are Wild 94.9 and iHeartRadio station. So when the new music drops from the artist you love, we got you. Brand new, The Weeknd, In Your Eyes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The Weeknd, In Your Eyes. Song about where you need to place your fingers after you touch a doorknob. You kidding?
Don't do the opposite of that.
I like that. The Weeknd, new music. We'll do that at the top of every hour. Good morning. It's the JV Show.
Woo!
I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
A couple of interesting things here, and we'll tell you something good. I'd like to start, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I know Graham has something on the coronavirus. I do as well. Both he and I would like to remind you, there's a lot of stuff floating around out there that's not true. How can you tell? whether or not it's true, check it off with the CDC.
Yes.
You're like, I just want to know for a fact about things. This is something interesting. Now, a lot of conspiracy theorists said, this virus, I know, this is a biological weapon. This was man-made in a lab. We have the proof that it's not. I'm not going to go into the long explanation because it would cause even more tune out than what's happening right now.
Yeah.
One of the things, though, they're saying is it all man-made stuff comes from first a natural virus. So they just have many ways to prove that this is not man-made. Also, by the way, it sticks. They're saying the way this thing sticks, no, it's impossible. It wasn't man-made. But they think this evolved, this coronavirus, one of two ways. It either mutated into its current form from animals and jumped from animals to humans, or it jumped to us a while ago and is laid dormant. And then there's a mutation that's happened.
That would be weird.
Whoa. That's some crazy stuff right there.
Yeah.
And scientists agree globally on these things.
Yeah, because a mutation and something like that is totally unpredictable.
Yeah.
You don't know when it would happen. It can be completely random.
Right. All right. Graham has something interesting.
Yeah, I saw some research coming out of some hospitals in China. Let me just preface this by saying this is very preliminary research. It has not been proven, and the findings here have not been peer reviewed. But they looked at all the blood types of a large sampling of patients who had the coronavirus, and then they compared it to the average number of people that had the different blood types across the general population who didn't have the coronavirus. And what they saw was pretty interesting, and pretty significantly, they saw that people that had the blood type A had what they consider a higher risk. There was a higher number of people with the A blood type that had the coronavirus than there were just regular A blood types out there.
Yeah.
And people with the O blood type had a significantly lower instance of having coronavirus when compared to the total number of people that just have the O blood type.
Do you guys recall your blood type, by the way?
I was just going to ask because no.
I called my mom every 4 years ago. Mom, what blood type am I? Because there's interesting stuff like this that comes out.
Yep.
I know I'm not A, but then I'm either O or B. Is there a B something?
I think there's a B.
There's B. There's A.
A-B?
You can be AB, which I think is what I am.
I got a lot of BO. I know I've got a lot of BO. My mom's like, you are, or no, my wife says that. You're definitely BO.
I think O is the more rare. I think there's fewer people that have the O blood type than the others. I think I'm AB, and my wife, I know, has a negative blood type. Because when you're pregnant.
Just negative?
When she's so negative about everything, and I'm like, God, it's got to be something in you. And it turns out it's her blood type. No, when you're pregnant, they have to give you a special shot if you have a negative blood type so that your antibodies don't attack the fetus.
Man, I am really curious. Natasha, do you know your blood type?
No.
I'm going to text my mom.
And that's what we do. We find out from moms. Can you maybe try to get a hold of my mom? We don't have to put her on the air. I'm just really curious about my blood type. And say it again, Graham. They believe this is just preliminary. This is not facts that we're talking about. As we have this coronavirus we're dealing with, they're trying to study it and look at things like blood type. And so what?
So they saw a higher instance of coronavirus patients that had A blood type, and they saw a lowered number of coronavirus patients had the O blood type when compared with the total numbers of blood types out there. So if 30% of people have A blood type, well, they found 40% of, say, coronavirus patients had A blood type. It was a high, significantly higher.
All right. And then one other thing, by the way, this is all being brought to us by Squeezed. Get to Squeezed.com. These are the nutrients you need. Boost your immune system by going to Squeezed.com. Order by 1 p.m. same day delivery. They will bring these juices to you, fruits and vegetables, so you got all that healthy, good stuff. A 7-year-old boy named Lucas was very upset that he couldn't have his friends over to celebrate his birthday, so he wrote a letter to the coronavirus.
Oh.
Dear coronavirus, you destroyed my birthday. You are the F word. The internet, though,
showed
him.
Did he actually put the F word?
No, he wrote F-word.
Okay.
Okay, let's play.
The internet showed him tons of love and support, though, and said, hey, we're all feeling what you're feeling. But I just liked his honesty, and he's like, hey, get coronavirus.
Let it out. You don't want to keep that stuff bottled up. Yeah. Good for him.
I wonder if he did do the F word, because I'm reading this out of an article. I wonder if he actually, if his parents let him, or if they read it and they're like, oh boy.
Ooh, maybe you take that part out. How many stamps do you have to put on that envelope?
Where do you send it to?
What address are you using when you're mailing that?
It's going to be hard to track down.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, Jenny Custodio checking in. JV, Graham, Natasha, and Selena Gomez. I'm finally here this morning. It's been a crazy week transitioning to working from home and becoming a teacher to the kids. You guys are a sense of normal. Jenny, we just appreciate you being here. We get that a lot of people had to leave and they're focusing on home. If you can eventually make it back, we'd appreciate that. We're all just trying to get through this together. I'm going to bring Mom on. I don't know how she's going to sound now. Poor Mom has been sick a long time.
Oh.
I mean, weeks and weeks.
Oh, no.
Sounded a little Rona-ish. But
don't put that out there.
No. Mom, good morning.
What?
Are you starting to feel a little better?
I am.
Good, good.
Good.
And you
almost
sound
normal.
Oh, good, good. Glad to hear.
So look out.
Oh, look out.
She's going to be back on the
Mom's
scene.
Mom's feeling good.
Firing up the Tinder
She's
account.
Coming out. She's going to dunk on you.
Yep.
She's coming out to the park. She's going
to
dunk on you.
I have to say that that's just a little bit too much kissing for me this morning at this hour.
Who was kissing?
I mean, my goodness, you woke me up and then you give me all that kissing behind. No, that music is way too much for me.
Oh, the
but
song.
Good morning anyway.
You mean de bebe?
De bebe.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. So, Mom, I call you like every, I don't know, four
Six
years?
Months.
Oh. No.
Every four years
about my blood type. There's always an article or something, and I say, and don't tell me yet, but I always say, Mom, what's my blood type? Because I just keep forgetting, and it's like moms hold on to information like that. Graham was saying preliminary research shows there's a higher chance of catching COVID-19 if you have blood type A. Again, we're not dealing in facts. Like, this is what research is extracting so far. We're not trying to spread stuff around to scare you. It's just stuff we're kind of curious about. What blood type am I?
A.
Oh, okay.
Jamie's got it.
That's a lot.
That's a bad. Thanks a lot, Mom.
Anytime.
What type are you?
Oh, that means I get to fix you.
Because you've sounded more COVID-ish over the past 6 weeks than I have. That's for sure.
Yeah, but I didn't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I hope not.
It's
really
a rumor.
No, it's just
blood type.
I hope you don't get it, JV.
I'm not going to. Don't
no,
say
he's
that.
Not going to get it.
Okay,
I'm not going to get
good.
It. All right, Mom.
We're just going to have all, you know, positive
That's right.
thoughts, positive. We're not going to
yes.
send that evil information out there.
Yeah.
We're not going to plant those seeds. We're all going to be fine.
Yeah. All right, so Selena, stay on the line because Selena said she had something that is interesting that maybe Mom could comment on.
Yeah.
What is this?
Okay, so I found this list of like 11 random facts. One of them, I am just dying to know
okay.
if it's actually true. There was a study done that found that people, I don't know how old you are, Mrs. Vandergrift, but it says that people like in their 60s, they tend to dream in black and white at least 25% of the time because they grew up when TV was black and white.
Do you know if you dream in black and white or color, Mom?
I actually don't know for sure, but I think I dream in color.
I do too. I don't like most dream stuff that comes out because I've never agreed with any of it. They try to say, "Oh, the dream that you have, it's only lasting 30 seconds." But you
I don't agree with that either.
Yeah, I've wrestled with dreams some where I'm looking at the clock and an hour later I'm still wrestling with the same dream. So
yeah.
Don't tell me that those are 30 seconds. So yeah.
My favorite are if I'm having a really wonderful dream and then you wake up, darn it, but you can go back to sleep and continue that dream. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, like those sexy ones. Kinda,
yeah. a dream of that picture Selena was talking about off the air.
All right.
All right,
we
Mom. Love you a bunch.
Tell me about that.
All right. No, you don't.
We can't tell you.
You don't want to know about this picture. That's,
I don't want to know about
so
that.
So here's
picture.
The thing, Mom. On the internet,
yes.
on the internet, and people like to
yes.
Your other son likes to do this to me a lot. He'll send me something going, oh my God, dude, they're shutting this part of San Francisco down, but did you see this footage? And so I'll click on the video to watch the footage, and 2 seconds of it is normal, but then the next part of it, it goes, oh, to embarrass me in case I'm around a group of people. Now,
oh my gosh.
Mom, hold on. I'm not done. Hold on.
Is your city just, what, lifeless, dead, awful?
That's not the point.
People are still rollerblading.
Yeah. But then the other thing people do is they will send you something and say, hey, did you read this information? And then as soon as you click on it, it opens up to this really popular kind of porn picture that's been going around.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you might want to see this one.
Yeah, I'll sext it to you.
It's impressive.
It's pretty impressive.
No,
yes. All right, Mom, love you a bunch. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Love you, too. Have a great, great weekend,
okay.
You guys.
Okay, you too. Selena, you want to talk about that picture really quick? I think most people know what it is. It's a guy kind of sitting there, hunched over.
It's a big guy.
Almost like a Buddha pose, wouldn't you say?
I could see that.
And the kind of a belly, like a Buddha belly, and a bigger guy.
Yeah.
But he's bigger everywhere.
Yes.
Much bigger everywhere.
Just huge. Yeah, so that picture's been getting sent around, like in a prank kind of way. It's supposed to be like an alert about the coronavirus.
Yeah.
It's been getting sent to everybody so much that now the photographer is speaking out who took that photo, because I guess people have been selling merch with that picture on it.
Who would wear that on merch? Can I tell you something? Yes. It's embarrassing. I think Natasha thinks I like... maybe guys naked or something, because several times that same picture. I have a group of friends, you know, Elvis and my brother Josh and Howard. Like it's a group of guys always trying to get you to open up that photo.
Yep.
And I'll even say, I'm not opening this. And then Natasha would just glance over to see what I'm looking at.
Because
I get constantly pranked with this stuff.
Well, the reason she's wondering is because most of us just click off it real quick, but you're studying it a little too hard.
If it's on your screen long enough for her to look over. Anyway, so people are selling merch. I hope it's censored. But the photographer who took that photo is now speaking out, because I guess the man we are discussing, he died like in 2016.
Oh my God.
He was an adult film star. He went by the name Wood.
Oh.
And so now the photographer is like campaigning to get proceeds of these merch sales to his family.
That would be nice. I don't think that's going to happen.
He went by just Wood?
Yeah, like I thought the same thing.
Tree trunk or
we
something?
We got to give you a better name than that.
Something.
You deserve more than just...
They're shortchanging if they're just calling you Wood.
I always thought they photoshopped that.
No, that's the real deal.
No, that's the real deal. How about Mr. Payne?
Yes!
All right, it's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show with Magic Matt now in the mix.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Magic Matt in the mix, Wild 94.9. That is The Weeknd. We got his new song coming up at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. And at the top of every hour, man.
Yep.
Right here, man. Happy Friday to you. Would this be the craziest week in U.S. history, by the way?
Yes.
Definitely the craziest that I've ever experienced.
Got to be. Yeah, in our lifetimes,
yep.
For sure. We hope you're getting through it. We were just talking on the air how... You know, we're glad to be here with you, but we definitely feel for anyone that has lost a job or is uncertain about what's coming up. We feel for you, and we're all going to just try to get through this together. So we hang out, we play some music, we take some calls later, we try to keep it light, we keep it interesting. Graham, you have something interesting.
Yeah, this shelter in place has obviously had effects on all of our lives. Some of them have been pretty positive: less traffic, less air pollution, and they're saying less crime. Bay Area police forces are reporting that crime is down pretty much everywhere, and they did say, though, that they are arresting and detaining a lot less people right now. One, because, you know, there's less actual instances of crime, but also they want to avoid an outbreak in their jail system as much as possible. So if you've done something that's, you know, non-violent or whatever, they're not going to bring you in and throw you in jail.
Well, I would like to point out, it is hard to mug someone with social distancing. I've tried it.
Yeah. How do you do that from 6 feet away?
It's a lot less crime when you can't even put your hands on someone.
You can't get near anyone. They cross to the other side of the street.
Thank you. How do I get near this person's purse and their social distancing? I can't even rip off stuff I normally would.
And the home,
but it's good. It's good for the Bay Area.
It is, and the home robbery is obviously tougher because everybody's at home,
right?
Not away at work.
Yeah.
When I normally would break into your house.
People carjackings. Plot. No one's on the road.
People plot to get into your home when you're not there. Guess what? Everyone's
you're
home.
There all the time.
So, but good, crime's down. I have this email I'm going to go grab, but Selena, do you have something?
I do. Okay, so everybody knows GameStop. It's where you go for all your video game essentials, I guess.
Yeah.
Why do you say it like that? Why? It sounded judgy. It sounded judgy.
It did.
I apologize, all you gamers. I am not one, so I cannot relate. But GameStop, they said that they are an essential retailer in a memo to all their employees instructing everybody, we got to keep these stores open despite the governor issuing lockdowns. Like, do you guys consider video games an essential?
I do, just because people need something to do at home. If they can find a way to keep people social distancing, to come in, get the games, and then go back home. I'm actually kind of with them on this.
But then why not keep other stores open? Why is Sephora closed? Maybe I want to go experiment with makeup while I'm sitting at home doing nothing.
I have trouble making a case for GameStop, because if you already, that means you probably already own video games. You're not going there probably during this time to like, you know what, I'm going to go buy my first ever video game system. You probably already have one, so play that.
Maybe,
one.
Though. We don't know. What if someone for the first time, like, I'm not a gamer, but me, I've got to come up with something. I got to find something to do. Now I can go down there, and again, as long as I'm keeping my distance, you know. But can I go back to Selena for a quick second?
Sure. Yeah.
You compared Sephora. Like, are you saying, because gamers, they go all out and put everything into it. Are you going to go all out and get dressed up like you're going to a club and then sit on your bed?
I mean, yeah, but what if it's because I wanted to start doing makeup tutorials while I'm sitting at home, self-isolating? You don't know the situation, JB.
You got me on that one.
I just feel like video games... You're a gamer.
Important.
I get that. You need them to survive. I understand. So order them like everybody else is having to do. You're not an essential spot like a hospital.
You order them online. And most games now you can purchase online and download. You don't need to go there and actually buy the physical copy of it.
Have you guys gotten an email from absolutely every company?
Yep.
Making a statement. We would like to tell you our stance on the coronavirus, and we will not be. It's like I recently bought that. It's not a high-end one, but I recently bought a Mercedes, okay?
Must be nice.
Yeah. I know. I didn't even want to say that. But they hit me with an email going, we do believe that we are essential to the community, so we are going to remain open. And they're going through this long thing, and I'm like, where are you going with this? How are you essential? Like, if my car needs repair, yeah, maybe that's what it is. So we're essential and blah, 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 blah. And hey, have you seen our latest such and such?
We have some incredible lease options right now.
Like, hold on. I don't think you guys are essential.
I've gotten an email from every cell phone provider I've ever had that apparently still has my email. Every credit card I've ever had. Every single company has sent me that, you know,
same
statement about
every store I've ever shopped at. You know, when you check out, do you want to sign up for the rewards program or whatever? So they all have like my spam email, which is going off every 5 seconds, getting updates from them. I don't care.
Yeah. All right. I got this email here really quick, if you don't mind. Try not to be too noisy with the paper. Research shows people don't like it.
That's a lot of noise.
Hey, JV, Natasha Graham, and Selena Gomez. This, by the way, that's a running joke that people call her Selena Gomez.
I love it.
I'm a daily podcaster from Clovis, California. I always am a day behind. Anyways, after hearing that the Bay Area was on lockdown, it was good to still hear you guys at the radio station. Fresno County is going on lockdown tonight, 12. But I still have to work. I work at a cabinet shop. So I just want to say thanks for providing a sense of comfort and entertainment at a time like this. I really appreciate it. Your number one podcaster, James Herrera. James, thank you.
Thank you.
Nice. We appreciate that. Let's talk about Guitar Center for a second. We have gone back and forth. We are still at the radio station. But if someone tests positive, of the few people left in this building for coronavirus, my guess is they would shut it down immediately. And then we have to leave the station. We can't come back. How do we do a show? So we've been discussing that, how, you know, and some shows across the country have made that move and they're running into all sorts of messes and the show sounds horrible. And what are we doing? We thought this would work. So we're discussing all of this. So how do you feel about Guitar Center? Because they feel like they should be open. They're saying that they're essential right now, and they have given store hours. They're a little bit different because I might have to go over there and get some equipment for us, guys. Now, are they essential?
It does, when you put it that way.
They're essential to us.
Aha! But not video gamers who are earning a living off of video gaming.
Can't they just also stock video games? Because Guitar Center is essential, because if first responders can't, Have their
podcast?
First responders?
They are in the ambulance.
Need a guitar and an amp? First responder before he picks someone up or she there.
Watch me shred this guitar,
wow,
man.
Wow, wow, wow.
Maybe, Maybe they want a live podcast, you know, the CPR they're performing. I don't know.
Why would a first responder need Guitar Center?
Well,
again?
Because they have microphones and stuff.
Oh,
to
I
communicate.
Get it.
It's communication.
Got
we
you.
We are considered first responders because
right.
we communicate to.
Did you know we're first responders? Not first.
I don't think we're like first responders.
Like fourth. We are. Look at our badges.
We do have a badge. What does it say on it, though?
iHeartMedia first responder.
It's emergency response
oh my God.
Team.
No, we're not first response.
Emergency.
We're not first. We're an emergency response team, according to our official cards from FEMA.
To be fair, if this building goes up in flames, I'm running the other direction.
Same.
I will not be part of the emergency response team trying to fight the fire. I'm going to be out of here.
We are critical operations employees.
So for that, yeah, maybe Guitar Center needs to stay open in case we got to dash over and get a microphone. Or, again, if someone riding in an ambulance wants to jump out.
But you would think for the general public, they would be closed because they're not really essential to everybody else. And if, like, our company had to put in a special order or something, that would be something done differently, you know?
Can I tell you why I think they should be open? The same way, as long as we social distance, we need a little exercise. We need to go to the grocery store. And we talked about this earlier, like, still, somehow, we can't stand right next to each other in lines. We still have to work that out. But I think people, they need something to get their minds on something else. If there's a way to social distance, get into a Guitar Center, get something musical for your kid and go home.
But why can't they just deliver instead of have opening the store?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel they like could. They should.
It's tough to argue with that. You know, as far as Guitar Center and, you know, a lot of their business is all podcasting stuff. And we know second only to a heartbeat, people podcast more
right.
than, you know, everybody
more than
has
anything.
Their own podcast. Everybody
right.
has their own podcast. So that's part of their, you know, their lifeblood right now. They need to, you're at home in quarantine. You need a podcast.
Do a podcast.
Yeah, you need your own podcast.
Right. So they're just doing this as a business move.
It sounds like it.
Clearly.
I think
all right.
So.
Selena, what do you got coming up here?
So people are going nuts over The Weeknd's new album. We got to discuss why coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, Black Eyed Peas, J Balvin. It is the JV Show. Before we get to today's Hottest Trending, obviously, there's not a lot we can do on the weekend. We mostly have to be home. Selena, any sort of plans, though?
Yeah, since I'll be home, I think I'm going to throw a Netflix party.
You are?
Yes, I want to try it out.
Yeah? That's the one where you're just chatting, though.
It's like a chat room type of thing, yeah.
You wouldn't want to hear each other? I wish there was audio through that.
You guys know my biggest pet peeve is people talking when I'm trying to watch something, so this is perfect.
What are you guys going to watch? You have something picked? Who selects the movie?
Me, of course. Oh. Duh. I'm the inviter, so they have to just watch whatever I want.
How many people?
Right now, it's just my sisters, so me and three others, but I might throw in some cousins. I don't know. Who knows?
Do you think you'll be talking about the movie, or is it going to get sideways?
It'll be total sideways.
Yeah. Mom said this.
We actually did a virtual party last night. My wife set this up for one of her friends that was having a birthday. And normally, all the girls, they all get together and do a little birthday party or a dinner out. But you can't, since you can't do that, they did one on Zoom. And everybody just is sitting in front of their computer in their living room. And everybody was drinking. And so I joined in and sat with Kate. And they had, you know, everybody
was
kids in. Dude, it was awesome. I kind of think
this was
better than going to a normal, like, gathering or party because one, you're already at home. You don't have to go anywhere. You know, you don't have to get ready or get all dressed up for it. And when you want to leave, you just hit a button and you're home. You're done.
Does everyone say goodbyes or do you just hit the button off? I'm out.
Well, I mean, you could just Irish goodbye and and pretend like your connection dropped. But no, yeah, everyone says goodbyes, but it was nice. Everyone was just chatting.
Right.
It worked way better than I thought it would. You know, I thought it would be like real awkward and people would be talking over each other, but it just flowed kind of like a normal conversation and you get to see what everybody's doing at their house and it was fun.
I want to look into more things like that. One thing I thought about doing during these times, I don't know, we might want to be careful here. I was wondering, do we want to get together next week and once in a while make a little, like, for teachers that want us to, teachers that are homeschooling and the teachers know that their kids listen to the JV Show? Do we want to make them a video that they can play for the class? Hey guys, it's us, and hang in there.
That'd be
cool.
But are you ready for the request, though? It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of work. So no,
we can't just do one, like, vague one and send it out to everybody.
Oh, a vague one,
generic
one. That's not right.
Why?
Hi, I thought we say the here.
Yeah, Selena just jumps in. Yeah. So-and-so, and then back to us again.
hottest things trending. What's hot in hip music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
It is all brought to us by Serendipity Food Truck, serving American comfort food. Follow them on Instagram at Serendipity Truck SF. So fans are losing it over the weekend's new album that just dropped. By the way, every single hour we're playing one of his songs at the top of the hour called In Your Eyes. So the title of the album is After Hours. People are saying that the album itself is dark, it's gut-wrenching, it's emotional, and fans are just eating it up. There are no features on the album, so it's all Abel, all the way through. And the entire thing, according to fans and, you know, the references and the clues and stuff, the entire album is about Bella Hadid, who he's been, you know, dating on and off for a few years now. In his song, Escape from LA, he details how he and Bella once got busy in a recording studio.
Okay.
Fans really enjoyed that. Also, after listening to the whole album, I saw a lot of posts and tweets. People are saying things about Bella like, wow, she got a whole album made about her. Like, she must have that good. If you know what I mean, to have Abel just wrapped around or to have, yeah, him wrapped around.
I don't know
her
how
finger.
You wrap around that. Okay.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
One more thing. There is, though, a Selena Gomez reference on the song Save Your Tears. He's singing about breaking Bella Hadid's heart. And he says, I made you think I would always stay. I said some things I should never say. I broke your heart like someone did to mine. And we all remember how wrecked he was after the Selena Gomez breakup, right? There were reports that he had wrote an entire album about her and didn't even want to release it at that
point. Selena, if The Weeknd or someone awesome wrote an entire album about you, except he also mentioned that someone broke his heart first, which led to you, would that destroy the whole thing?
Yes.
It's all ruined?
Yeah, I agree.
You had 12 songs about you, but his one line, now it's all...
I don't want to hear about how much you loved somebody else before me.
Right.
I
Your heart
been the only
was
one.
Broken, and that's what led you to me. That's just me being second, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it is. They call the album Second Best or something. But that's how it would feel like. That's the most powerful. You could sing my praises in every song, but if you say that, then it just makes it sound like, the only reason I'm with you is, well, because
broken heart.
She left me.
This other girl
dumped
me.
Cancels out everything.
We can name it Rebound then.
Yes.
Ooh, okay. Yes. So the Surgeon General is calling on Kylie Jenner for help. He was on GMA yesterday and he explained that he has a 14 and 15 year old daughter. And like all parents, I'm sure know, he said, the more I tell them to not do something, he's talking about, you know, social distancing. He said, the more I tell them to not do something, the more they want to do it. We need to get our influencers, Kevin Durant, Kylie Jenner, and our social media influencers out there helping folks understand that what we have going on is serious. It's absolutely serious. People are dying. I think people's initial reaction to this was like, really? These are the times we are in? The Surgeon General is calling on Kylie Jenner for help? It
I
seems
think it's
a little
actually
weird.
Good. No, I think it's really good because she
but
has
smart.
So much influence. I mean, for the Surgeon General to say, hey, will you talk to these people who look up to you? Super smart. An amazing thing.
She is one of the most influential celebrities.
For sure.
Celebrities.
Why do you think
is.
My lips are so plump? All of us.
I know.
Why do we all look like this? Because Kylie.
Nobody's immune to the influence of Kylie.
Right.
It's everybody. She's got us all.
That's right.
By the way, she said something on her Instagram story that some people were like, maybe not the same thing. She said that hiding her pregnancy when she was pregnant with Stormy prepared her for this self-quarantining because she had to hide away for months at a time.
Oh, so she didn't really give the message like, hey, everyone, take this serious. Please stay in. And if you have to go out and exercise... After you buy my lip kit, will you keep your social distancing?
This was before the Surgeon General had called on her for help. She hasn't responded
to that yet. Oh, she hasn't responded yet. Oh, okay.
Not yet, but still.
I hope she does.
Her comparing it to her pregnancy, people were like, oh, it's not really the same.
Right. All right, Graham?
Well, we truly are all in this together now. Late last night, Governor Newsom extended the shelter-in-place order for all Californians because he said they projected that 56% of the state's population could get the coronavirus over an eight-week period if they didn't take drastic action. That's 22.5 million people, by the way. His announcement came just about an hour after Los Angeles County and Sacramento County told their residents they were going to be ordered to stay in their homes whenever possible. We in the Bay Area have obviously already been living under this directive for almost a week, so it's nothing new to us, but now there are 40 million of us all in the same boat. The Bay Area shelter in place had been tentatively scheduled to end April 7th, but Newsom didn't say when this state order would end. Newsom's the first state governor to take this kind of drastic action. And many doctors and infectious disease experts were applauding his efforts. Meanwhile, other governors said they wouldn't take the same action in their states, like governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis.
Of course, he's
refused to even close his beaches there.
Yeah, to even help with anything.
Yeah,
I guess the rest of the nation, you're on your own. We won't make any effort here ourselves. By the way, who's got the final call on this? Because the governor said, look, this is not going to be enforced by police. I liked it. It was positive.
Yeah.
I liked that he said, I'm working with the president and we're going to move forward and be positive. Whether people like me saying that or not, I liked that. His tone was positive. And he says, we're not going to police you, but everyone do your part. Let's try to get through this together. However, the mayor of L.A. is like, no, we will have people in uniforms and we will check you. You're walking around. We're going to tell you. People did not like that he's being so heavy-handed in the city of L.A. saying, yeah, we will walk around and we will tell you, get your butt home and stuff. People are like, excuse me? Well, how does that work? I mean, I thought the governor's over you as a city mayor.
Yeah. I don't know who gets the final say in each. You would think the governor would get the final say over each, you know, each county or each city. But I don't, you know, the LA mayor saying that seems like too soon. Let's let everybody try it out first.
Right.
And then if it's not working and people are not paying attention to it, then let's.
Then you and I and Selena and Natasha, we get deputized.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The Weeknd, In Your Eyes, Wild 94.9. Graham, what about the saxophone there? What?
I'm just wondering if that's Abel, the Weeknd himself.
Oh.
I wonder if he's able to play the saxophone there.
Can he play the sax? He does, right? Or does he?
Does he? I don't know.
But if he's doing it. That's a lot of saxophone there.
He's doing it, is it really a saxophone or is it a sexy phone? You know what I mean?
Saxophone. Yeah, for sure.
All right, Selena. Selena, what do you got?
Okay, so this writer wrote about how she's one of the few people that she knows who doesn't use, she calls it a crotch pillow. I don't like calling it that. It's putting a pillow between your legs when you're sleeping. Mm. Crotch pillow just sounds gross. But keeping the pillow between your legs, you know, it helps keep your spine aligned. It's comfortable for most people. It's really good for back pain or if you're pregnant, they find comfort in having things like that. Anyway, so the girl wrote about how she tried it. It just wasn't for her. And she even knows guys who do it. They'll just like stick part of the comforter between their legs instead of a pillow. But do you guys use a crotch pillow?
First of all, I would like to talk to HR. Is it okay for Selena to talk about my crotch pillow?
Not that many times, at least.
Do you know what my crotch pillow would be?
What?
All guys have one.
What is it?
Our crotch pillow?
What is that?
It's our wrinkly bag.
Some of them are bigger than others.
You can't talk about my crotch pillow.
No, you
cannot.
Well,
I'm talking about ladies' crotch pillows, too.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's interesting. Why, do you have one? Good for you. You know what? I use it everywhere. Yeah, to separate the legs. My blanket and pillows are everywhere. It's under here. It's up there between the legs. I hug it. I hold it. All that stuff.
I have one. It's named JV, and it's alive.
Oh.
But I do. I wrap my legs on because it's comfortable.
Until I go, I'll just throw them off. Until
wow.
I go, okay, this is hot.
It's getting hot over here.
As long as her legs don't get too hot, but man, do they heat up quick.
Yeah. I don't always use one, but when I do, I always think to myself, why don't I always sleep like this? Because it's so much more comfortable.
Yeah.
More comfortable.
Graham, your crotch pillow.
It's small. It's not very supportive.
Okay.
I don't ever sleep like that. My wife, both times she was pregnant, she had to have one. That was the only way she could sleep. It was so uncomfortable unless she had one. But now that she's not pregnant, she does not use one. I can't. I just need.
You can't. Do you just keep everything the way it is?
Well, remember, Graham doesn't even like comfortable things, period.
Oh, yeah,
he
got a flat pillow.
Hard yellow pillow.
Nice, he's got a thin flat pillow.
Yeah.
I really want to get you this pillow we have. It's the most comfortable thing in the world. And you can flatten it down into nothing, or there's something about it that will also kind of stay fluffy and up.
As
you
long would love as it will flatten down thin enough, because it's all about keeping that spine in line. And like I've told you guys, if I sleep with my arm all the way under my pillow, so that creates that extra distance. So if I
under your Nabisco thin pillow,
if I have too thick of a pillow, then my head is cranked up at a weird angle, and I can't do that. Wake up my neck sore.
Natasha, how would you feel about me loaning Graham my crotch pillow?
I'll take it.
I'll take it.
So dermatologists were weighing in on how to make a zit less noticeable and smaller a lot faster. Would you guys care to know some tips and tricks?
Talk to Natasha. Because she definitely, she'll mention that she has a zit, and I'll go, I don't see it, but just leave it alone. Because she gives me the same advice. Don't touch that. Leave it alone. So I'll tell her, hey, but just leave it alone. She will disappear. I won't hear from her for an hour. She comes walking in with a bloody mess. It's a crater and a bloody mess.
You're not
mess.
Supposed to touch it, though.
I know.
Don't touch it.
Does.
Don't pick
but
it.
But if you can just pop it and it comes out,
she thinks
then
this every time.
It's flat, but it's, yeah, most of the time.
Well, there are other ways. This is what this dermatologist is saying. To help bring down the inflammation and to reduce its size, as soon as it pops up and you want to get rid of it, if you wrap an ice cube in a towel and hold it there for a few minutes and only remove for 15-second breaks, it reduces the inflammation a lot. To make it less swollen, you can put a warm washcloth on it for like 3 minutes at a time. It helps bring blood to the area to help the bump come to a head, to come to the surface, to get it out of there quicker. And I didn't know this, but to reduce the redness, eye drops work. Just
really?
Like it reduces the redness in your eyes.
It does?
Yeah, put some eye drops on there.
Come
I,
on.
I tried that. It doesn't work.
Well, it doesn't sound like it works.
This is what
would
this
work.
Dermatologist is saying.
Toothpaste will dry it out.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm like scarred from my mom walking around like a toothpaste face.
Can you try this one time? Can you get a hair dryer? And I'm not kidding. I told Natasha, because she goes, God, you never have any acne. I said, I did when I was young, even in my 20s. But I would take a hair dryer and just heat them up, and they would just kind of go away.
Interesting.
It was really weird.
That's weird.
It didn't seem like it'd be good for your skin, but it would definitely make the zits go away quick.
But then your whole face is all red and dried
dry.
Out.
I would try to, you know, get it into one, and I would get to a point of burning. It's like, oh,
how did you discover this? Where your parents like, I don't think he knows how to use a hairdryer. He keeps putting his face right on it. Jeff, are you okay in there?
Well, Jeffy? I'll tell you why. This is back when I hated my hair. I felt like it needed some volume, so I discovered my sister's curling iron in there. So I first curled that up, and then I'd kind of hair dry it back and get some hairspray going. And I think I had a zit up on the forehead.
Oh.
I put some heat on it, and I was like, whoa, let me just keep doing that. And I was like, before my eyes, is this thing going away? So I started burning all my zits, and it worked.
Interesting.
So just tell me Monday. Just try it on one. Tell me if it works, Lena.
I'll try it.
Yeah, like you have a burn hole on your face.
I know.
Don't do it.
You have a hole. You have bullet wounds that you come show me, Natasha. What are you talking about?
I don't want her to blame you for
it. Well, just try one. Don't do your whole, don't burn your face off.
Okay, fine.
All right.
I'll try.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, today's number one hit music station. It is the JV Show. Doja Cat say so. By the way, I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
Just some quick hits on this coronavirus here, but it's all good. It's all good stuff, okay? In one day, 1,000 nurses and doctors in New York came out of retirement to help. 1,000 said, we're retired. We didn't want to do this anymore. Here we go. We're lending ourselves just to this.
Wow.
Beautiful.
That's
thing,
awesome.
Right?
Yes.
Something educational for your kids. Zoos and aquariums all around the world are now live streaming. Your kids at home, they need something to do. So check out all the different live streams. They can check out the animals, you know, virtually now.
That's cool.
Did you guys see the video of the penguins? I forgot what aquarium this was, but with it closed down to the public, they let the penguins walk around and see the other exhibits. It was the cutest thing ever.
I did see something like that. A company called Young Investment owns a bunch of buildings in Arkansas with restaurants. They are not charging any rent on the restaurants. They're like, don't worry. I don't know if we have any big ballers here in the Bay Area listening, but if people that have a lot of money and you own buildings, if you have restaurants, if you have businesses, please don't. If you own a lot of buildings, you're probably well off. Please,
yeah.
please do not charge restaurants rent.
Yeah.
Do not charge any businesses rent right now. We're all in this together. I mean, if you want them paying rent for the next 5 years and you want them to be a thriving business, then right now you need to cut them a break for 1, 2, 3 months. Call them, tell them we're not going to charge you, please.
I think they should suspend rent and mortgage payments right now too. And they have done that. I think New York City has suspended rent and mortgage payments just for everyday citizens. So many people are out of the job right now.
Wow.
Right. Totally. All right. Graham, you have something that's kind of edgy, but
It's really interesting, actually, because, you know, we're all looking for ways right now to boost our immune systems, you know, get more sleep, take your vitamins. Well, some people are pointing to the fact that here's a little something you can do to boost your immune system and also pass some free time while you're at home in quarantine. It's, you know, self-pleasuring, so to speak.
Oh. Mm.
They say that can be really good. It releases endorphins into your system, helps you feel happy, can overall boost your immune system. So
you'd like me to demonstrate?
Well, maybe not demonstrate.
Okay.
But they said, you know, people were like, well, how often should we be doing this? And one expert said pretty much as much as possible.
Just like 5 times a day. Like, what do you, people have nothing else to do.
But the whole family's sitting there in the living room.
That's true. The problem.
what are you doing under your jacket? And it's not even that cold in here. Like,
I mean, I was thinking, well,
get that jacket off.
This is a great idea, you know, because everybody is stuck at home. But then, yeah, your significant other is at home with you right now, and probably the kids that you're supposed to be teaching a lesson. You're supposed to be homeschooling right now.
What's taking so long for you to homeschool them? I always love this line. I'm washing my comb.
Why are you washing it so vigorously, Jeff?
How long does it take to wash your comb? Do you guys use a comb?
Not a comb, no.
That was just
I have a comb.
A side thing. Do you use a comb or a brush?
Both. I have both.
Or a pitchfork on that hay.
That's
a joke. Just a little joke.
Mostly brush, sometimes comb.
Something at thejvshow.com. I hope. I didn't send this over. Natasha, the YouTube prankster licking the subway pole. Is that there?
Not yet, but it will be.
Okay, we'll get that up as fast as possible. Does anyone find this funny?
No.
Still... And trying to get views, and oh, look at me, I'm so shocking. Like, during all of this, you have some YouTuber that's going around, not the one sicko. I think we've all seen this one guy pull down his mask and put his fingers on his mouth, and then he wipes it on the pole.
Yeah.
No, this guy now is going in the subway with the people that are left that have to get around New York, and his whole tongue licking up the pole and then licking down, so then someone else is going to have to grab that. Like, it's not funny.
No, I mean, it's funny if that person that's licking the thing gets sick. I don't feel bad for him at all. You deserve it. You're inviting everything into your system. But
people are on edge, and we're trying to keep our social distance, and you think that's what's going to be funny for your YouTube channel? Like, it's just not.
It's disgusting. It's irresponsible. It's not at all, like, he wants a reaction out of us. Like, oh my God, I can't believe he did that.
Right.
No one's given that reaction. We're just kind of like, we've seen stupid stuff like this before, and at the time now... It's just not.
They should just get rid of his channel. Like, you know what? This is so insensitive to what everyone's going through. Yeah, you'll get no views. We'll just get rid until you can come up with something else that's creative.
Yeah.
Just what do you think of that?
Block it.
Yeah.
Sorry, guy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The Weeknd on Wild 94.9 got his brand new song coming up again at 9 o'clock. It is the JV Show. So Selena is going to do a Netflix party, little virtual party there. Graham's wife, Kate, had a party online. He said it was a lot of fun. Jenny checking in, saying, my 3 girlfriends, we had a virtual night last night via FaceTime. It was so much fun seeing their faces and having drinks. It brought my anxiety way down. I recommend everyone try something like this. Also, we know that they're being a little more strict in Los Angeles. And the mayor actually said, no, we will enforce you staying home. Although the governor seemed to be a little bit more loose, like, hey, I'm just relying on you guys. Please do your best. We're all in this together. Stay home. If you need to exercise, I get it. If you need to go to the store, I get it. Julio checking in and saying, JV, I just want to let you know, in Colma, they're taking it a little more serious. Now, yesterday, my son's coworker got pulled over and was issued a ticket for not having a letter of essential. They want to know you are only going to what you need to be and you are getting ticketed otherwise.
Wow.
What if you need to go to the grocery store? You need a letter for that?
I guess.
Where do you get that letter from?
Somehow, maybe an officer is able to look at, all right, grocery store there. Your license says you're here. This doesn't make sense to me. You know, maybe they look into it that way. I'm not sure, though. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Wow.
Another thing we were saying, you know, or I was saying, I think Guitar Center and GameStop, maybe we leave those open just so if someone can keep a social distance and go in and get something fun to take home. Chelsea checking in saying, yes, I think both of those should stay open. One, people need something to do while they're stuck in their homes. Two, I'm sure some people are starting to get cabin fever. So it gives them a chance to just get out of the house for a second, get that thing you need and go home. You guys weren't so sure about that one, though.
It just seems a little non-essential to me.
Gotcha. Hottest things.
hot in hit music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
Today's Hottest Trending brought to you by Squeezed.com. Juice cleanses. Make sure you go online and order yours today. Same day delivery when you order it before 1 p.m. So is there really a never before seen version of cats where the cats have and should we just call them like exits?
It was a little vague, but
yes.
Well, I don't want to be specific.
Cat yenis.
Okay. So we covered the story extensively in our Wild Thoughts podcast yesterday. So
how many times did we say the real word there?
We dwelled on it heavily.
If you are 18 and up, you should go take a listen. But basically, a friend of a friend who worked on the movie Cat said that someone on the crew, it was their job to go in and remove these body parts on every single cat. So here's the update from an actual visual effects crew member who wants to remain anonymous. He said, there were never shots of cats with these exits, or at least not by design. However, there were a dozen or so shots where the skin and fur simulation was groomed or just folded in a way that it really, really looked like very furry lady parts or exits by accident. Then the task fell on 2D to paint out these offending articles where it was brought up or spotted. So it was never intentional.
Gotcha.
Hmm.
Would you guys be offended if they got rid of yours?
I mean, if they left everybody else's and only got rid of mine, like, what is wrong with mine?
I'm like, wait, where would that happen? Oh, adult film. You would need it there. Never mind.
Yeah. I'd want to see what mine looked like first before that, I made a judgment.
Yeah, I've never seen it,
Graham. If it looked
Graham,
good,
liar.
If it looked good, leave it in.
We'll talk in the production room. Get that out, Chuck. Go ahead. Take that out.
So Kylie Jenner did respond to the Surgeon General. We talked earlier about the Surgeon General going on GMA yesterday, and he was pleading for big celebs like KD, Kylie Jenner, who is very influential to, you know.
So smart, right? Yeah. I mean, let's get young people with a lot of influence to get the word out to other young people.
Yes, because the Surgeon General, he's the dad. He knows that parents telling their kids right. not to do something makes them want to do it more. So let's have people they really look up to, like Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
So she heard the message, and then late yesterday, she posted this.
I listened to the Surgeon General this morning, and you know, he kind of, even though I've already been doing my daily reminders, he definitely encouraged me to come on here and talk to you guys so you could see me and hear me. Please stay inside, you guys. Practice social distancing, self-quarantine. If you live with your parents, you don't want to go home, get your parents sick. You might have it and not even know and be infecting other people. Nobody's immune to this. Millennials are not immune to this. New evidence actually shows that a large percentage of people in the hospital right now are young adults.
I think this was smart. This was good.
Very smart.
Yes.
And very much needed. There are people, my boyfriend, I don't know if he's listening, he was one of them who thought, based on what he's hearing from other people, that like people our age, you know, can't get it. It's only older people. That
thought,
could not be further from the truth.
We all thought that because someone puts it out and we just don't know. So we've said it several times this morning. We want to say it again. Get your information or check it off with the CDC.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff floating around out there and you want to know what's the truth. The CDC has the truth. All right, Graham.
All right. The NBA still appears to have better access to coronavirus test kits than the rest of us. Yesterday, the Lakers announced they have two players that tested positive for it. The 76ers said they had three players as well. And then the Boston Celtics said they had one player. Then the Denver Nuggets said they had another player. There are currently 14 players in the NBA that have it. And despite the NBA season being put on hold, the NBA was still allowing their players to train individually at the team's training facilities with what they were calling a one player, one coach, and one basket rule. But now the league is mandating that all the practice facilities be closed. One other quick noteworthy sports-related coronavirus thing, head coach of the New Orleans Saints, Sean Payton, announced yesterday that he had tested positive for it as well.
Interesting. What if moving forward, we as a society realize that that ball that all these guys are touching is just a thing of germs and we have to use imaginary balls. And then one team goes, I swear to God, he caught that. The other team's like,
I imagined.
I don't feel like he would have been able to. Yeah, my imagination saw that there was no way he was catching that.
Steph Curry's got nothing on me when I'm imaginarily shooting.
Right.
I make it rain threes.
Right. You dominate him.
Oh, so good.
Good for you.
All right. In lieu of a second trending story, I want to talk about something really quick that some friends of mine who are hospital doctors and nurses brought to my attention. We've kind of heard about this. People were saying, warning that there was going to be a shortage of masks and our medical professionals need them. But they said this shortage is very real. They're running so low right now. They're having to make their own masks or carry around a one-time use mask and reuse it over and over again. It's really scary. One of them said that they're about 10 days at their hospital from completely running out. This is a very dangerous situation. So if you
can, I pause right there before you say what we should do. Yeah, there are some nurses now that they can't help it. They're striking, saying we need to be safe in order to help everyone. So we really need to do something with the shortage of masks.
Yeah, they're putting out a very desperate plea right now. If you or anyone you know or your company has stocked up on some masks, a lot of companies stocked up on them. You know, we had the fires and the air quality was so bad here. There was a huge purchase of those masks. If there's any of them that were unused, please figure out a way to donate them. And also just want to say thank you to all the doctors and nurses, all the healthcare staff that are at the front lines of this right now.
Absolutely.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It is the JV Show. Good morning. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
Graham has some interesting information. I'm going to tell you some good stuff in just a second. A lot going on online. People trying to come up with fun stuff to talk about. Somebody asked online, do you have a pickup line that is guaranteed to work when you're out? Some weird ones here.
Someone says, I need to hear these.
Someone says, I'm like lead paint. Try me once. I'm in you forever.
Ew. Oh,
come
my God.
On, you sicko. This is worse. This one's worse. Does this napkin still smell like chloroform?
Okay, get out of here, killer.
Here, will you smell this? Is it? Jeez. Here's one. This has to work. Would you like to join me on my Gulf Stream and go to Paris for dinner? That's got to work, right?
But I wouldn't believe the guy.
You wouldn't?
No.
Why not? What if?
Because
he's
who
got a
are you? No.
Because you're you?
I would look at him like, who are you? Nobody. Yeah, Jeff Bezos.
All right. So, Graham, what's the interesting thing you have?
Well, a lot of us, you know, we're scrambling and starting to stress about getting your taxes done. Well, there's a little bit of good news this morning. The Treasury Secretary announced they're pushing the date of income tax filing from April 15th all the way back to July 15th. This applies to all taxpayers and businesses. You're going to have additional time to file and make payments without any interest or penalties.
But you still need to file the extension by April 15th.
Good information.
Yes.
You do. Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
It's
good to know.
For once, make Graham didn't know everything about something.
I saw the story 5 minutes ago.
Don't just
are you throwing a challenge card?
No, I just shared the information that I knew. That's why I said I didn't know that.
Are you
I
getting defensive?
Why? No, I don't want to.
Yes,
I don't want to confirm or deny what she's saying.
Let's look up really quick. Are you sure? Because Graham said he saw. You sure?
Positive. They are extending it, but you have to file the extension.
To say that you want the extended time, and they will give you that grace no matter what.
Yes, good. They will.
Well, we'll look into that.
It's true.
All right,
it's true.
To the positive stuff, it's being brought to you by
the San Francisco Department of Public Health and the San Francisco Department of Emergency Management.
A lot of celebs doing some great stuff. Kelly Ripa and her husband, Mark Consuelos, have donated $1 million towards relief efforts. Arnold Schwarzenegger is donating $3 million.
Whoa.
Good for you. Sierra and Russell Wilson are donating 1 million meals directly to individuals affected by the virus. Shonda Rhimes and more screenwriters are coming up with money, a fund to help all the people that are out of work. There was already $330,000 raised. She added another $100,000, and it's still growing so far. Lady Gaga's makeup brand has announced plans to donate 20% of last week's profits to food banks in Los Angeles and New York. Justin Timberlake has been helping out at food banks. And it goes on and on. Several celebrities really stepping up. So
that's
nice.
Good stuff.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.